Tantor Audio presents Kitty in the Underworld by Carrie Vaughn, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Online research was a mixed bag. I found the most insane conspiracy theories, essays, and propositions, which I could then use to incite heated debate on my radio show. Not just flat Earth, but cubed Earth, or strawberry ice cream eating aliens living at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, or a pseudo-scientific study claiming that vampire strippers make more in tips than mortal strippers because of their hypnotic powers. Vampire strippers? Really? And could I get one on the show for an interview? Or I could click through useless links for hours and feel like I've wasted a day. Sometimes I typed in my search request and found treasure. The image currently on my screen was a photograph of a statue called the Capitoline Wolf. The sculpture showed a rather primitive-looking wolf, with stylized patterned fur, a glaring, snarling expression, and a couple of human babies suckling at rows of impressively bulging nipples. Housed in a museum in Rome, the age of the wolf portion of the statue was under some debate. Historically, it had been assumed that it was old, pre-Roman, Etruscan even, because of its stocky shape and decidedly non-classical features. Roman writers even made reference to a famous statue of a wolf that symbolized the founding of Rome, but modern dating techniques established the statue's origin in the late medieval period. The babies, fat and cherubic, in Renaissance detail, had obviously been added later, in the 15th century.